This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Opening statements took place on Monday in Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Trump is charged with falsifying business records to cover up stories about his sex life during the 2016 campaign, which he denies. After court, Trump said the day went well, but it's an unfair case.
They take this payment and they throw it a legal expense. And you heard it today for the first time. This is what I got indicted over. This is what took me off and takes me off the campaign trail.
The trial ended Monday with David Pecker, the former publisher of the National Enquirer, starting his testimony on the witness stand. He's back Tuesday. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria faced two separate rocket and explosive drone attacks in less than 24 hours, Iraqi security sources and U.S. officials told Reuters on Monday, in the first such incidents reported after a near three-month pause. Two drones were shot down at an airbase that hosts U.S. troops in the western Iraqi province of Anbar out of an abundance of caution, a U.S. official said. That followed five rockets fired from northern Iraq toward U.S. forces at a base in remote northeastern Syria on Sunday, according to U.S. and Iraqi officials. There were no reports of casualties or significant damage from the attacks. The U.S. State Department on Monday said Hamas moved the goalposts in ceasefire talks with Israel.
What you have seen over the past few weeks is Hamas move the goalposts. There are demands that they have made. Israel has moved some way to meeting those demands, and Hamas has then changed their demands.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group.